This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually launched the National IED Data Management System, or NIDMS, marking a significant step towards strengthening the country's counter-IED and internal security architecture. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that inter-agency coordination will also be much better with the launch of this new system. He said it will be a very effective way of delivering the right information at the right time and in the right place. Developed by the National Security Guard, or NSG, the NIDMS is a secure, national-level digital platform aimed at enabling the systematic collection, collation, and dissemination of data related to improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Mr. Shah underlined that in the coming times, the NIDMS will serve as a new protective shield by providing data for analysis during investigations of terrorist incidents across the country.
National Security Guard possesses a database of bomb explosion, which contains all bomb-related data since 1999. Now police forces across the entire country will be able to access the qualitative analysis of patterns, modus operandi, and explosive used in the coming days through this data.
In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal, or RJD, President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged Railways Land for Jobs corruption case being probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that a prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejaswi and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Meesa Bharti and Hema Yadav, and several other accused. The court, paving the way for the trial, framed charges against Lalu under sections of Prevention of Corruption Act 1988, along with other offences. In a significant development in the coal smuggling case, the Enforcement Directorate has once again moved the Calcutta High Court, alleging that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee obstructed a search operation at the IPAC office. For the second consecutive day, the ED's counsel sought permission from Justice Shivra Ghosh to file a formal petition regarding the matter. BJP today accused TMC leader and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of unethical, irresponsible, unconstitutional conduct during the ED's raids against IPAC, a political consultancy firm in Kolkata, yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has brought the entire democratic process and governance into disrepute. He accused the Chief Minister of trying to rescue something sensitive, implicating her. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress today staged a protest outside the residence of Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi. The holy town of Somnath has been transformed into a divine landscape as the four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv continues at the first Jyotirling. With Prime Minister Modi scheduled to join the celebrations tomorrow, the entire region is resonating with spiritual fervour and a deep sense of national identity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today called on President of France Emmanuel Macron in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar deeply appreciated his perspectives on contemporary global developments and positive sentiments for the strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister also addressed the Ambassadors' Conference of France, where he underlined the contemporary global shifts driven by trade, finance, technology, energy, resources and connectivity. Iran has imposed a near-total nationwide internet blackout as anti-government protests enter their 13th day and spread across all 31 provinces. Monitoring group NetBlock said connectivity across the country dropped sharply on the evening of January 8 and to the 9th of morning. And India's star shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the semi-finals of the 2026 Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu won the first game 21-11 when her Japanese opponent, world number 3 Akane Yamaguchi, retired after 12 minutes of play. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will next face either Indonesia's Putri Kusuma Wardhani or Chinese Wang Jiyi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.